following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
842 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Quote of the day: Hamas, a legitimate political actor. Jason, you get three guesses. Who said it? Hamas, a legitimate political actor. Not President Obama. Not John Kerry. I'll give you a hint. The answer is easy but difficult. It's going to be one of those where you're like, oh, duh. Joe Biden. No, but I can see where I would have led you there. James Earl Carter. You would not have gotten that. You know, there was a day, there actually was, when he had kind of restored, and this is a pretty good metaphor, had restored his reputation with the Habitat for Humanity work. He was being seen as one of the better former presidents. Boy, he has flushed that down the crapper. And here's the thing. And this is an important note about liberals. He was that radically liberal when he was in the White House. He knew he couldn't govern that way. I get into this debate with a liberal friend all the time. Well, actually, they govern from the center most. Well, for you far lefties, your idea of what the center is. You understand, for the liberal base, President Obama is not liberal enough. You understand that, right? That's why there's all this Elizabeth Warren talk against Hillary in 2016. Jimmy Carter was this nuts when he was president. However, there was a day when liberals knew they couldn't show this stuff. Boy, is that long gone, huh? I mean, now, even President Obama isn't this overt in his equivocalism between Israel and Hamas, but he thinks the same thing, you know. Andrea Tantaros got into this shouting match with Geraldo Rivera, calling him a Hamas apologist, and he freaked out. How dare you? When, in fact, he couldn't intellectually refute the argument. Liberals are sympathizers and apologists for a terrorist organization. When they keep trying to say that this is somehow, well, both sides are responsible for this. That's what that is. Yes, Jimmy Carter took to foreignpolicy.com to argue that the key to ending the current war in Gaza is recognizing Hamas as a legitimate political actor. Writing along with fellow elder Mary Robinson, part of an international group of elder statesmen, the former president pins the blame for the current conflict on Israel's refusal to appreciate a major concession made by Hamas in April and to recognize the new Palestinian government formed by the Hamas-Fatah reconciliation. While Carter and Robinson excoriate Israel for its conduct of the war, Hamas escapes with only a single reference to its war crimes committed by both sides as unacceptable. That is where the American left, where most of Europe, where the media, and where the White House is. Amazing to me how many people don't understand what a big deal that is. A former president of the United States, and this is Gerald Byer writing in the Weekly Standard, a former president of the United States called a terrorist organization. You understand the United States recognizes Hamas as a terrorist organization. Called them a legitimate political actor. So let me ask you something. Is it nutty to think that Jimmy Carter would ever call Al-Qaeda a legitimate political actor? Is it nutty to think that he might? It's nuts that he would. It's nuts that he would say that about Hamas. But again, I'm speaking to the liberals in the audience who would dare not ever interact with this show. Do you think it's out of the realm of possibility that Jimmy Carter would recognize Al-Qaeda? How nuts has the American left gotten, really? And you can't call Carter a fringe. He was president, for crying out loud. Well, he is a fringe radical, but my argument is that's where liberalism is. Okay, enough on that. I want to get to something else. I continue to be amazed at the story that the reconciliation of Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers is nationally. And beyond just the sports pages and sports websites and sports talk. And this show won't be immune from it. I'm going to take it up now and again later in the show. I'm going to address fans who say they will never forgive him for playing for the Vikings. And I've heard sound bites and I've seen things in print about that. I want to get to that later in the show. There is a piece, Pete Doherty wrote this. It's in today's Green Bay Press Gazette. And when I am sourcing their actual material, I do call them by name, the Green Bay Press Gazette. They've got a picture of Brett Favre, and underneath it says franchise savior. Now, I don't disagree with that. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You can argue there will be debates forever depending on how Aaron Rodgers' career ends. Brett, Bart, or Aaron. That's going to go on forever. I think Jason and I have done this. I'm sorry. Five championships is pretty hard to get around, which is why I still go with Bart Starr. But I think they're all going to be in that conversation of the top five or seven quarterbacks by the time Aaron Rodgers' career is done. I do. I put Bart Starr in the top three again because of the five championships. I'm talking of all quarterbacks now. Brett Favre is just a little too mistake-prone. There are not enough Lombardi trophies to be in the top three. I don't know. We don't know yet about Aaron Rodgers. We don't know. He's got one. I mean, I can't put him ahead of Tom Brady. You can't. Not just for championships, but for play. But so he did, though. He returned the Packers to championship caliber. Now we're going to get to the Minnesota thing later in the show. But the case is made in Pete Doherty's piece, and this I find an interesting argument, that the Packers very possibly would not be in Green Bay today were it not for Brett Favre. Before I make their case, do you think that's extreme or not, Jason? That the Packers might not be in Green Bay today were it not for Brett Favre. What they build this around is whether or not the 2000 referendum would have passed if Favre leading the Packers hadn't restored them, one, to Super Bowl champions, and two, perennial playoff contenders. That if you don't have 1992 through 1999, 2000 probably doesn't go the way it did in terms of, Jason agrees, I'm not so sure. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm saying I'm not so sure. And here's why. It was closer than a lot of people thought it was going to be given the recent success of the Packers to that point. Had they done that in 1991, the argument goes, well, after 20-some years of futility after the Lombardi years, they're not going to approve, blah, 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 blah. Now, the argument is that it was surprisingly close, considering the Packers at the time had a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and everybody by 2000 knew that Brett Favre was a future Hall of Fame quarterback. They had year after year after year of playoffs, and they had a Lombardi trophy, and yet the vote was that close. I think there's another way to look at this. that even with all of that success, it was still that close means that it was going to be close no matter what. Because there are, think of it this way, Scott Walker. Scott Walker, it's always going to be love him or hate him. And right now, a lot of people think it's as close as it is because Mary Burke is essentially a generic Democratic candidate. No one knows who she is. And that's why Democrats want to keep it that way. Because right now, it's a close race between Scott Walker and anyone else. That Mary Burke hasn't risen above anyone else. Okay? And that Scott Walker is just that polarizing. You can argue that so is the notion of paying for an NFL stadium. And that there are those who just never think taxpayers, even if they choose to do so of their own volition, should pay for an NFL stadium. And there are those who understand the investment that the Packers are. And they were willing to make that investment for the return on investment. A lot of people who are bitter about the tax, 0.5% sales tax, never accept that the Packers do return an investment to the community. Now, you can still argue, well, you shouldn't have to make that investment. They're a private entity. In the Pete Doherty piece, it argues the Packers may have been gone by next year if the referendum didn't pass and Lambeau Field wasn't modernized. I don't know that the NFL ever would have let that happen. And I think it's very possible the referendum would have passed anyway. Here's, and I don't mean to take anything away from Brett Favre. And Ron Wolf is being gracious here and generally agreeing with that sentiment. I disagree. Ron Wolf rebuilt the Packers. And I think it's Wolf that's quoted in here and saying something that's just false. That Brett Favre's presence made this free agent friendly. Reggie White signing here opened the free agent floodgates. And then Brett Favre, as he improved, that was a factor. That's the way that I see it. And I'm not trying to take anything away from him. He did, I mean, you can't take anything away. But as to whether the Packers would have survived here, I say yes. You have to remember at one point, Mike Holmgren was ready to go with Mark Brunell, and he was outvoted. He kind of established a committee. Would they have won a Super Bowl with Brunell? I don't know. Brunell may have continued to be a better quarterback than he was in other NFL cities if he had Holmgren the whole time. You just don't know. He had great success with the Jaguars, took them to the AFC Championship game. He was a top-flight quarterback. He's not going to be remembered as Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, or anything like that. But who knows what he would have done at quarterback university here. So I think that's giving Favre a little bit too much credit. All right. No, I haven't forgotten. We have a continuous countdown. Day after day after day. And we haven't forgotten the big empty countdown. And I want to thank my producer, Jason, for a great creative effort. Here it is.
It's time for the big empty update. Day 20. Mayor Schmidt idea number 342. What to do with the Green Larson property? Wisconsin's first mole target practice range. Got him. Missed him. Got him. Sorry, SPCA. That was another edition of Why Is Nothing Better Than Walmart? Ask the mayor.
Yes, the big empty, where there could have been, but there isn't, and we will count off the days each and every day until there is a development there that does not cost the public an arm and a leg. Coming up after 9, there is a story I have to admit I just ignored because I just considered it a local zoning peeing match here in Brown County. It's No, that's fiction. We just got a piece of fiction from an emailer about Brett Favre. Much, much bigger than that. It's a national story, but it's taking place here in Brown County as well. I'll tell you about it at 9:06. It's 8:56.